Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
In the middle of difficulties, there is possibilities. Albert Einstein told us that. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. Today, we're going to have a fabulous show. We're going to be talking about a new book from our special guest coming live all the way from Sweden. Her book is called From Karma to Dharma. And again, in the middle of difficulties, there is possibilities. And Lisa definitely found her possibilities through great difficulties. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live from my studio here in Seattle, Washington. Want to just say thank you for hanging out with us this afternoon for another Wisdom Wednesday as we explore and discover through mind, body, and spirit. If you want to learn more about the work that I'm doing, you can visit marklanehart.com. You can internet search the Intuitive Prospector. Love to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. And with every Wisdom Wednesday, well, most Wisdom Wednesdays, I have my co-host who is joining us live all the way from Richmond, Virginia, Kim Thalken, founder of Love First. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey there, Mark. I'm doing great. You know, it's a nice, beautiful, sunny day out here. That's always a good thing. So, and it's nice fall weather.
So, yeah, it's beautiful here, too.
Very good. So it's great to be back. I tell you, it's like no time goes, and before you know it, we're back to Wisdom Wednesdays, and here we are. We've got another great show ahead of us, as you said. We're going to be talking about some interesting things today. But if you'd like to connect with me out here, learn more about the work I'm doing, you can do that at lovefirst.info. And certainly, if there's any way that I can support you through readings, healings, or hypnosis, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can also connect with me on Meetup and on social media, and certainly every Friday. Mark and I got you guys covered here. Mark's got Mondays with Metaphysical Book of Mondays. We got Wisdom Wednesdays, and now we have got Freedom Friday. So join me this Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, where we come together to have conscious conversation, Q&A, and also free readings. The topic for this week is all going to be about relationships, big part of our lives, the role they play in our lives, rebuilding realities, karmic timelines collapsing around these relationships, and conscious relationships. So come with your questions and an open heart. Today, if you would like to call us live with any questions for Mark or myself or our special guest today, you can do that at 202-570-7057, or you can certainly send through your questions on our Facebook page, or we'll be checking that. Our inspired affirmation for the month of October is energy without focus is chaos. Focus on all the good coming your way. We're going to be talking about that today, too, because our guest has a lot to say about that in her book. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And you can listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, marklanehart.com, YouTube, iTunes, lovefirst.info. And with that said, let's get right into it. Back to you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. Yeah, I like that we're covering the whole week with inspiration now. Like you said, I've got Metaphysical Mocha Mondays every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern. Then we have Wisdom Wednesday that starts at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, all through the internet. You don't need to call into the actual call-in line to listen to the show. You can go to the internet right now, type in Inspired Living Radio, access it from any device anywhere in the world. And then, of course, we have Freedom Fridays that Kim has started her new show on Friday morning. So we have the whole week covered. I have to tell you, Kim, with my Mocha Mondays, it's actually evolved. I'm in my second season, and I've actually now started bringing people live into the conversation when I'm doing mediumship and connecting to their loved ones, and I've done that the last 2 weeks, and it's been quite exciting and interesting to meet new people all around the country and world through Facebook Live and be able to give them a free reading, and it's just a lot of fun doing Facebook Live. So let's open the show. It is. It's you got to love technology, and I love it. So with that, we're going to bring on our special guest today. She is so kind to join us. I know it's late there for her. It's 9 o'clock at night in Sweden. But she is a author. She is a spiritual medium, and she's a founding member of the School of Mediumship in Gothenburg, Sweden. Lisa Odenjelm, to discuss her new book, From Karma to Dharma. I met Lisa about 3 years ago when we were at the Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, England, and we've connected from that day forward. And more about Lisa, From Karma to Dharma, the book she has written, shows you how to transform adversities into success. In 2003, there was a flash of lightning that generated an electrical overload, causing major burns where Lisa worked in her shop. And on her way to healing, she came through to start channeling the light bearers. And Lisa's new life began with a lightning strike in the boutique where she was working as a herbalist. And a bolt of lightning left Lisa with severe burns and muscle damage that would take 7 years to heal. So she's got a real exciting, inspirational, educational story to heal on the power of healing. And when Lisa had given up all hope of survival, she began to have contact with the light workers. And it's through them she began to understand the karma of her path through life and how she came to move from being stuck in her karma, moving towards her dharma. Lisa, welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Oh, thank you for that beautiful presentation. Thank you so much for letting me be here.
You're very welcome. And that's why I opened the show with that quote from Albert Einstein, because that's something that resonates with me as far as, you know, we all have had our difficulties. And for you, the 7 year journey of trying to heal and being, you know, burned from an electrical strike. I mean, you were literally struck by lightning. Not a lot of people can say that, but it's in the middle of difficulties that there is possibilities. And Albert Einstein told us that. And there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah. It wasn't the first time I was struck by the lightning. It happened several times. This was the worst time.
How many times have you been struck?
Seven. And it's around me. It's not straight on me. It's around me. And every time it is like a new energy is entering my body. So it the last time was this summer, actually, in this house. And then when the lightning came and it threw out all the internet and it burned the cables down and my visions and my life got better. So now it's in a different way than it was that time when I got burned and so sick.
Well, hopefully you didn't get burned from this last lightning strike, but you must have.
No, I didn't. It just transforms the energies in me. It's like you can see through everything. So you just get to a better version every time. Wow. Actually, I can hear a voice every time. It's like, are you ready? And I'm always ready. From now on, I'm always ready.
Well, you have a very electrifying personality about you. How's that? Let's talk about the book, because this show goes by very quick, especially with an interesting topic. It's a beautifully written book, beautiful cover. You talk about the circle of gold, the circles of gold, a journey of self-healing. So let's start there with your journey and how you started to transform on your seven-year journey of your ability to heal and starting to channel the light bearers and the light workers, and just for our listening audience on what that all means.
Yes, when the light is striking down and I get so sick, I first thought I would die. And I think I really did, because I just drifted on and I met the light workers. And meeting them was, it's a huge energy, it's a huge communication. It's like to take in the ocean into a small cup of water. It's difficult to transform everything they told me, but it wasn't my time. So they told me a lot of things that I was supposed to do if I went back. And I said, I only come back if you are with me. And they have been since then. It's like you write a contract with universe or something, that they will always be by your side and you will live in the flow. And they have been reaching out to me several times and giving me strong, strong visions for me to connect with them. And they always talk about changing the world to a better place and changing the human beings to be better. We can't do it at once, but we shift the consciousness now. So we do it slowly, and but they also help me to heal. So I've been connecting, reaching out. If I have questions, I reach out, and it takes time for me to understand what they really say. They're showing me things in different ways.
Yeah, and would you say that's based maybe on how fast the vibration is, and that you're finally,
yes,
they reveal something to us, and if you think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, you start to unlock the secrets of the universe.
Yes.
And
yes,
it's almost like they present something to us, and it takes that time,
yes,
that evolution, that unfoldment to actually, yes, catch up with the understanding and the knowledge and wisdom of that vibration.
Exactly.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, that's exactly what I would say in English. I try to explain it in Swinglish, but you say it much better.
Swinglish, yes. Well, I commend you. You're speaking two languages, so I commend you for speaking Swinglish. I've never heard that term before, but I love it. Maybe when I come to Sweden, I'll bring my Swinglish or my English,
yes,
Swedish with me. So for our inspired listeners, if you want to learn more about the information, more about the book, more about Lisa's journey, we do have the information posted on our closed Facebook page that Kim was talking about. That's Inspired Living Radio. You have to ask to join the Inspired Listening community. We are a closed group on Facebook, but we're well over 1,200 people now worldwide. And we've put a link to Amazon to, if you want to learn more about the book, or you can go to Medium Skolan, that's skolan.com, to learn more about the work that Lisa is doing in Gothenburg, Sweden. And you're also a founding member of the School of Mediumship. So do you want to talk about that just real quick, on what the School of Mediumship is there in Sweden for our listeners that might be traveling to Sweden or in Sweden?
Yes, it's groups that develop their own mediumship in Sweden. And also we have courses in Toscana. I just came back from Toscana. We are renting a whole temple there and have courses for women. And it's because the mediumship is not only about linking to the spirits, it's also to develop yourself and to work with your ego. And right now in the sky and in the energies that is coming down, we are working a lot with transforming this karma energy and to bring down the flow in life, to find the keys of our dharma and bring it into the system. And so I educate in from karma to dharma. I educate in mediumship, and I think that it connects to each other very strongly. If you want to be a good medium, you need to have it all, not to do things only for yourself. It's a passion to work with the light workers and to educate about the karma and dharma. So this school is a lot about traveling inside, and also with mantras, how you work with mantras and energies, like white magic, you can say like that.
Yeah, and you're right. Mediumship is a lot about your own journey. I've learned that with my own path of mediumship and the healing that takes place within your own journey. And like you said, moving away from the ego and connecting to the spirit world, because there's healing that takes place in through mediumship for those that we are giving readings to, but also the medium themselves. So highly agree with that. As far as how long did it take you to write this book?
Well, when the light carriers is coming down and they want me to write, as they do, I get manic. I just write until they stop. It could take about 2 weeks. But then the book took 3 years to do, because when the material comes in 2 weeks, then you need to work with it.
So the power of editing, right?
Starts. Yeah, so the challenges and everything needs to come down to paper, and then the work starts, the book starts to manifest. So it took 3 years with this book, but 2 weeks to write the information from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. 2 weeks to download the information, 3 years to write. And I appreciate you, in the book you wrote to me, you said the road is always there, so is life. Mm-hmm. Do you mind explaining that just a little bit more depth?
Could you say that again?
You had signed the book for me, so thank you for signing the book. And you put a little message in there. The road is always there, so is life. And I thought that'd be fun to share with our inspired listeners of what you meant by that.
Oh, thank you. I never know what I'm writing.
I kind of figured, but I enjoyed it.
For you, and I never know. And it's like that to work, you know, if you work in an altered state, you have a memory on every state you have. Like you go through beta, you go to alpha, you go to theta, and then you go to delta brainwave. So, and every brainwave has its own memory. So when I'm linking and doing things, it's secretesse on that. I never know what I'm doing. It's not from me. It's from the spirit. And I think that if you give me a minute, I will ask them what they really mean to you.
Well, actually, I'll do one better. I'll give you 2 minutes because we're about to go to our first break of the show.
Good.
And then when we come back, there's the whistling. You can get into channeling and sharing a message. And we'll be back here in 2 minutes of Inspired Living Radio with our very special guest today, Lisa Oldenhjelm, coming live from Sweden, talking about her book, From Karma to Dharma. This is Inspired Living Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
And welcome back to Inspired Living, and with our special guest today, Lisa Ogden, as we talk about her book, From Karma to Dharma. So, Lisa, you were going to check in with the light workers to ask what it is they meant about the message you wrote to Mark.
Yes. I believe you got one, too. And I don't know what I wrote to you. But they give me a picture about Mark, and I don't know Mark. I met him once at a course, but I feel that Mark is a very sensitive person, and they want to tell him never to stop his own mission, because sometimes he feels that he isn't enough, and the road is there for him. It will supply him with his needs. So in the spiritual contract that he has been writing with universe, there is a very strong road for him to walk on. And I feel that sometimes he gets a little bit stressed. He wants to do more and more and more and more for everybody. He wants to share everything. And the road will always be there for him. It will never disappear.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, that is so, wow, Mark, you just got yourself a little mini reading over there.
I sure did. Now I'm looking forward to seeing what she wrote in your book.
So
don't talk too much. It should be personal in the radio. I don't know what I'm saying.
That's so funny. That's a beautiful message, though, for Mark. And I tell you, you are like a spiritual warrior out there, Mark. You keep going and going, and it is always nice to be reminded that we're loved and supported. We are always loved and supported. So beautiful. So Lisa, you sure did choose, your soul, I should say, chose a very interesting way for you to be upgraded in consciousness through lightning bolts, okay? That certainly is a unique path. We don't hear that, that's certainly not a common story out there, but our soul does work in just the most magnificent of ways. So thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah. So you talk about, you've come into contact with the light workers, you've been working with them. Can you, what is the mission of the light workers, and how are they working with you now?
Their mission is to be like earth keepers, if you can say, call it like that. They protect the nature and the life here. And they want us to shift our consciousness. Because if you take a scale from 1 to 10, and you put your finger on the number, the number 1 is negative and the 10 is positive energy. Where would your finger be right now, on what number? And that number will tell you what energy you are creating right now for yourself and also for Mother Earth. And if you decide to shift that energy and to create something much better of yourself, your higher self is on the scale of 10. You will close your eyes and just imagine the best life that you can create here on earth and for yourself. You will imagine that you are healthy, that you have the highest vibration around yourself, that everything around you is in balance, your work, your family, and everybody is in balance. And when you imagine that picture, you ask for the blessing to come and create the miracles in your life. Things that you can't imagine will appear, and that is your highest self. Your higher self is like a chameleon, if you call it like that. You have been living life after life after life, and you have all these faces inside. You have all these possibilities inside, and all this good flow, this good karma you have inside, like I call Dharma. All these energies are there collected. You just have the key to lock it up, and that's your highest self. And when you go into that beautiful energy, you put an anchor in that energy, like your mantra, I am, and your name. And when you do that, the body will always know that this is the best of you, this is the best vibration of you, and it will create from that area. So if you say, I am, and your name 10 times a day, you will start to create that energy. So the light workers want us to shift to our highest self, to start to connect the best energies of ourselves. And then we will also connect the energies like a big group of mothers. The light workers are working a lot with our consciousness now to create a better world. So, and we can't create something we can't see. We can't create something we don't believe. So we need to do that, believing and seeing and being in that energy. Put the anchor like your mantra in there. And every time you say a name, you will connect to the number 10, the highest self.
Oh,
this is one thing that they want to do.
Yeah, I love it because people want to know, well, how there is this aspect of me, but how do I connect to it? And that's a very simple way to do that. Yeah, I mean, you know, and you can do that when you're driving in the car. You can do that, there are countless ways that you can connect to that highest aspect of you throughout the day, throughout your day, which is just wonderful because people like things that are easy to understand and that they can, you know, commit to.
Yeah, so if you take a few minutes just to go and put the right energy and peace in there and the right vision and the mantra, then you can sit in the car and say, I am Lisa. And my intuition will be there immediately because it remembers. And the body needs to have a direction. Where is it heading? Mm-hmm. If the direction is on to number one instead of number 10, you need to shift. So put the direction, and that would be your name. And of course, some people have a name where people are arguing, come here and do this, or you're stupid. They can change it to a soul name or something. You can always change your name if you feel it's wrong to say your name as a mantra, if that will disconnect you. But I use the anchor, and the anchor is my name. I am Lisa. And then I shift immediately into the spiritual energy.
Mm. I love that. I really love that. What's the significance behind the number 10 and repeating that 10 times?
Yeah. So it's a lot of triggers you can use to work with your energy. So if you plant the trigger there, you plant the body and your soul will always remember it, so it will be easy for you to quickly connect.
Is there a significance behind the number 10 or, you know, repeating that 10 times as opposed to 4 or 5?
Okay. No, it's just that the scale of 1 to 10, it was just an example for getting the energy out. But otherwise, if you take the number of 10, the 10 is the leader of yourself, and the number zero is the spiritual number. So of course you can use that too.
I understand. So when you talk about karma, so not everybody understands dharma. How do we find out how do we know what our dharma is? Do you have a way for people to understand that about themselves?
Yeah, I have two keys to a lot of people would say that karma reflects on you. It's like a mirror. What you give out, you will get back. But I would like to tell you a story if you have 2 minutes more before break.
Sure.
If you see your life as one year, and you can say that the winter time would be your karma time, because the winter you go into school and you're studying and you're learning, and that would be your karma time. And the karma time could be 5 days, it could be 7 years, 40 years. That's what planning before you come here. That's what planned before you come here. And then the spring is coming, and before the spring is coming, it would be might be very tough for you to go through into spring from winter to spring. And that is because if you haven't done your lessons, it will be tough. You need to do it before the shift. So it could be very, very tough for you in life, and the challenges could be very, very tough and rough before your shift. And then when the spring is coming, if you are writing a book, you do that. If you are a carpenter, you build a house, you do that. You plant the seeds. And then the summer comes, and there is your dharma. What you have when you had your karma time, it's like you being in school, I don't know the words for it, but if you say the flow of life comes in. It's like a gift. This is what you achieve when you've been having a tough time. You develop yourself. It's like keys to the flow. That is the summertime. So your dharma is gifts when you've been having tough challenges, and you can receive them. So if you manage to do the school well, you get the key to receive your dharma, and then the Eastern time comes and you need to be prepared for school again. And you might just have a karma time once in life or three times in your life, but the dharma is to go above your karma. You can actually stop your karma, you can stop that energy to affect you, you can stop, because some karma is related to family boundaries, to earlier, like from your mother to you and to your child and your grandchild. So you can stop it by being in a certain energy that will just make you all empty. So when you call up that energy, and that energy has started to exist on Earth right now, it just clears out everything. The school is off. You don't need it. You shift your energy so high up, so you go above the karma energy. And there is the flow, there is the dharma. And it brings down the keys for you, actually, to find who you are, what's your abilities, what have you achieved from life after life after life. You have lots of things in yourself. And that will give you the interest in what am I interested in? What do I think is fun to do? That is in your dharma energy, and it will create itself. I don't know if it was too complicated to describe it like that, but it's the pictures they give me.
I understand, and your book lays it out very nicely. And it certainly is a good day when we don't have to go back to school for that period of time when we've risen above that. It's a good day. You refer to the flower of life a lot here in your book. Talk to us a little bit of
For me, the flower of life is a free energy, and it's a symbol of the free energy when we free ourselves from karma and connect to another vibration where we are in another state of consciousness. And it's a very intelligent energy, and it's the flower of life. You can see it in pyramids, in our history, and also in old medium school. It's talking about all these mantras. The flower of life is a symbol of the Dharma energy for me.
Ah, okay, very nice. Very nice. Now, you also talk a little bit about energy faces. Do you want to explain more about what that is and why it's useful to know about?
Did you say energy fields? What did you say?
You're talking about energy, is it energy faces or energy field? Well, you talk a lot about working with energy, like the blocks and the flow of energy. And how we can work through that and the karma rays and all of that. Do you want to explain a little bit about working with the white magic that you talked about earlier and navigating our way through that?
Yeah. When I saw the karma rings, it was like rings of gold coming down to earth. And I asked the light workers how to use it. And so they help me to just feel that I am protected, to cleanse, to stop energies, to stop the mirroring other people, and to stop to feel affected from what other people has done to me or what I have done to them. So the rings just stop the energy. And when I'm working with that energy, I can feel the fire, the glow in the energy, and then I can create with mantras. I can create whatever I like, because whatever you say after the word of I am is the created source of yourself. So if you say I am peaceful and you stand in the light of this ring, that will create itself very quickly. And if you want to work with energies for balancing relationships or that you have with other people, you might not want to talk to them face to face. You just feel that I need to balance this person. You can connect with that energy and bring them into the circle, and you can work with the energy of light in there. So your karma disconnects from each other, so you don't have anything else to work with. And it's a very beautiful energy, because it let go of all the emotions that you have, and it heals also the other person in a beautiful way. So you can do a lot of things with this energy, with white magic, but to know that whatever you say after I am is the creative source of you, and you can also use it to create balance, to create better situations in life, to bring light to a person before you meet it. If you are going to a tough meeting and you know that there's people in there that are negative, you can work with their energies. So when you work with white magic, you are working with energies that only commit to the light. You can't change another person's thoughts, but you can change the energy. You can't affect another person you can't force another person to like you. If you do this in relationships and you say to a person, I like that person, I want to bring him into my life, that's not possible. But you can work with an energy that balances negative. So, you know, yin and yang, you can balance things. As soon as you want to control another person, that is black magic. You don't work with that. But you work with the light, you work with balancing, shifting energies, cutting out the karma, so you can work with dharma energy.
Yeah, thank you so much for making that distinction, because, you know, that would be coming from our ego wanting to control. And what you're talking about is coming from the heart, which is a very pure place. So we're going into our final break here. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Inspired listeners, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. Thank you for hanging out with us this hour, another Wisdom Wednesday, where we are bringing our very special guest live all the way from Sweden, Lisa Odenjelm. She is an author. She is a spiritual medium. She is a founding member of the School of Mediumship in Gothenburg, Sweden. And we're talking about her book today, From Karma to Dharma, Circles of Gold, A Journey of Self-Healing. And I thought, Lisa, it would be fun and educational for our listeners to get into talking about the effects of healing. Many tuning in today are looking for healing. They're looking for peace. They're looking for joy and happiness. And a lot of the healing comes from within. And I know in the book you talk about I Am and the journey coming from within. And I just want to read some of the effects of healing that are listed in your book and some of the benefits that can come from, you know, connecting to a light worker or channeling the higher energies or the vibrations in the guides. And you talk about the effects of healing as having lowered blood pressure, slower and deeper breathing, better sleep, pain relief, increased immune function, lower levels of stress hormones, relaxed muscles, increased circulation, faster healing of wounds, improved stomach and digestive function, psychological effects, increased levels of concentration, better self-esteem and body awareness, less fear and anxiety, better learning ability, relaxation, inner peace and calm. If all of those things I just read off for our listening audience sounds good to you, then this is definitely one book you're going to want to check out. And Lisa, I thought it would be fun to do a healing exercise for our listening audience with the last section of the show. We've got about 12 minutes or so, but in your book, you have a series of healing exercises, and I was just going to see if you're open to doing one of them and just sharing the modality of that healing exercise and taking us through in about 10 minutes or so what that looks like, feels like. You've got about, in the book, you've got about, oh my goodness, 11 different exercises. I'm going to turn it over to you and see just kind of inspirationally where you want to go and what do you want to share?
Okay. A healing exercise, not just a meditation. You think about an exercise, okay? I need to think about, are you going to work in with someone or just, I need to think. Think about it. I would just link up to universe and they will give you like a meditation energy from me. I can do that. That will be the light work is to work with you if you want to.
Yeah, let's do it. Connect globally, a conscious, we're connecting through the internet all around the world right now. So why not?
Yes, why not? So let us go into to connect with the spiritual workers, the earth keepers, and let them plant the seed of your Dharma and to heal yourself. So tune in to the universe's soul. And let the universe soul bring down the light into your crown chakra. And let that light go down into every cell in your body with the intention to start the Dharma flow, the healing in your body. And we will let this energy go through the whole body, the whole cell system, into Mother Earth's soul, so that there will be a polarization in you of yin and yang, of a beautiful spiritual energy from the light workers. Let's take a minute and tune in to this energy. And bring yourself into stillness and peace in your mind so that they can work with your energy. Then you visualize a big tree. This is the tree of life. And it's the biggest tree you ever seen. And the closer you get to this tree, the bigger it gets. And in the tree you can see a door. So you just open that door. And you go inside. And you tell the tree that you will leave your karma in the tree. The tree of life has no feelings like you have as a human being. It has no fear. So we let the fear go away. We don't need it anymore. Let the life of tree take the fear and all the energies that you don't need. And in this beautiful tree, there is such a high energy. And you want to go to the highest energy in the tree, that's in the top of the tree. So from inside, you see steps and you take one step at a time, and every step you take, you are lighter and lighter. And in the top of the tree, you see fruit, and the fruit, that is your Dharma. And you bring the fruit, you pick as much as you want from the tree of life. You bring down your Dharma. Just collect. There's no one stopping you. And you can eat the fruit, like nutrition. So just bring the fruit into your system. And it will bring you the key to the flow in life. And slowly, you can take all the fruit with you down and go out from the tree of life, knowing what you have been doing and receiving. And I hope you can feel the energy around you right now, because it's there. It's given to you. So receive the blessing, receive the Dharma energy. Thank you. And blessings. You can come back now. And thank you, Mark, for letting me be on this show. And thank you, Kai.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I love doing radio. I get to climb trees in my mind and grab fruit of Dharma and collect it and bring it down to what I want it to work for me, and beautiful healing. Again, if you want to learn more about the work that Lisa's doing there in Sweden and internationally, you can check out her site at mediumskolan.com. That's SKOLAN. We have her link to her book. from karma to dharma posted on our closed Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. And there's a lot more healing exercises, just like the one that she shared with us today, climbing through the tree of life to collect your dharma and bring it down for what works for you, what brings you peace, what brings you healing. Lisa, thank you so much for being our very special guest today. What a fun show.
Thank you so much.
And we just want to thank our Inspired Listening audience. Again, if you want to check us out, look for Inspired Living Radio through the Om Times Radio Network. You can find us on Facebook under Communities. Just look for my picture or Kim's picture, and we would love to talk with you in 2019 about a possible show if you're interested in being on radio, just like Lisa was today, connecting with our global audience of inspired listeners all around the world. We appreciate all of you. Lisa, we appreciate you. We do like to say that you are the inspired in the inspiration. And if there was one thing that inspires you, Lisa, real quick, what would that be? What inspires you?
You are inspiring me.
Well, Kim, we have done our job. And
to reach out. That's inspiring me. People that reach out.
Beautiful. Well, again, thank you so much, Lisa, for being on the show today. And I'll just, since I opened the show with Albert Einstein, I'm going to close with Albert Einstein. The most beautiful we can experience is the unexplained. The most beautiful we can experience is explained. That's by Albert Einstein. So until our next soul adventure together, have a great week, everyone. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.